Hi, are you looking to raise the quality of your relationships? I'm hosting a 5 days to transform your relationship challenge where I will be helping you to bring in more love, more connection, and more easefulness into your relationships, regardless of the circumstance. So this means that you can totally still treat your partner and your family with love and care, even when they're not having their best day. You can have time and capacity for your loved ones, even when you have a billion tasks to do on your to-do list. You can still access that level of connection and presence in the moments with them, even when you are focused on your personal and career goals right now. Like that really is possible. And I want to help you to tap into that energy and tap into that level of personal power in your relationships right now. This is a complete new paradigm shift that I want to help you step into. So I'm hosting this challenge, 5 days to transform your relationship challenge. We start on April 15th, and you can sign up at this link at relationship-challenge.com. Again, that is relationship-challenge.com to sign up. It is $5 to sign up, and I will see you inside.
Welcome to the Daring Living Podcast, where we have honest conversations about personal growth, how to create success, and what it means to live a joyful and daring life. I'm your host, Certified Life Coach, Shirley Huang.
All right, so today I'm going to help you debunk some of the common myths out there when it comes to relationships for driven and ambitious creators, entrepreneurs, business owners out there. Because a lot of these myths over time, when you believe in them, they become the reality of how you look at the world. They become the reality of how you look at your relationships and how it relates to your career and your business. And sometimes when there's a conflict, right, then it makes sense why our relationship is suffering, because you're like, okay, I have to prioritize my career. I had to prioritize this mission I'm serving this world. And so I want to help you step out of that paradigm shift, step out of that paradigm to experience a kind of shift so that you can really create the kind of lifestyle that you really want, so that you can really step into more loving and more fulfilling relationships in your life. Yes, even when you are a very career-driven person, that is totally possible. Okay, so the first common myth out there is that having a relationship will take away my time and capacity from my purpose-driven career. And that is totally not true at all. And also, like, it makes sense, and I get it. Like, if you are loving and feeling so passionate about your work and about what you do, sometimes we can have this idea that comes up of like, no, I can't focus on any other thing in my life besides work. And like, this is the era right now for me to just be laser focused and focus on my work and focus on my career and focus on my business. And I will say there is a time for that, right? Like, maybe you are still in the founding years of your business, you're still building it up, and you are like, those are the times when you're just starting out. You want to like be very laser focused on what you're doing and maybe create a bubble around you to like really get it off the ground and running, right? And I also know that there are many of you, you're at a stage right now where your business and your work has come to like a good harmony, and you're starting to think about other areas in your life that also matter, such as your health, such as your relationships, such as your family, such as like settling down or traveling more, just having more friendships, right? And so these are things that you are starting to think about because you want to live a fulfilling and multi-passionate life that doesn't just happen at work. But now there's like this conflict because you also feel like, okay, having a relationship will take away time and capacity from my work and from my goals. And I just want to offer that This might just be that limit right now for you to break through, to work on really seeing that it is possible for you to have both. You can thrive in your work and in your professional life, and also thrive in your relationships as well. You don't have to make that sacrifice if you don't want to. You can have the cake and eat it too. Like, it really is that. And this is your work, right? Like, if you are a artist, if you are, you see yourself as a creative in your life is meant to be like a creative, multi-passionate, and like a beautiful life. And that comes with so many different colors, and that you are the artist of your life, essentially. And your work is just a very small part of that, right? And so we want to start helping you to really debunk that idea of like, no, I have to be laser focused, because if I don't, then like my business or my professional life is going to suffer. And perhaps you've looked to experiences in the past where that has happened, where it's like, okay, I am starting to be a little bit distracted now. And because of that, I wasn't able to reach my goals. I wasn't able to reach my business goals, my work goals, my personal goals. And like, again, there was a time where it worked for you until it doesn't work for you anymore right now, because you want a life that is so much more than outside of work, right? And it requires a new shift in how you see the world, a new shift for you to jump out of this current energetic field, this current paradigm, to believe in something different. And when you can start believing that it is possible to for you to have both, that's where you will start to come up with ideas and come up with strategies and ways of how you can make that happen. And that's where, and you might, you know, you might end up working less, but being more effective. You might end up seeing how you can get inspiration about work from your relationships, right? Like, they're all interconnected with your life. And the beginning is like, you want to really believe that it is possible for you, and that you are here to live an inspiring, fulfilling, and creative life overall. And that you can thrive and you can have a multi-passionate life where you're doing a lot of things at once, especially if you're creative. I know that a lot of the people that are in my world tend to be on the ADHD spectrum, or more towards the ADHD side, in terms of like, we are more anxious, we are more creative, and we jump from thing to thing to thing, right? So you're not meant to just do one thing in your life. You're meant to be good at a lot of things, and you're meant to like thrive and live a wholehearted life, a whole and complete life. Okay, so that's the first common myth that I want to debunk for ambitious creatives out there. You can serve your mission and have a fulfilling personal relationship. You can have both. And it's not one or the other. It's actually because of your relationships, that's why you're thriving in your career. Let that be the idea. Let that be the new belief that you want to work on believing. Okay. The second myth. Okay. The second common myth is that a relationship, either with a partner in a romantic relationship or with a friend, a relationship requires work, it requires energy, and it requires effort. Okay. So, this is not true at all, okay? And you might be like, what, Shirley? You're wrong. But okay, stay with me for a bit. I've helped so many people who come to me who believe this exact same thing in their relationships. And over time, they have eased into more effortlessness, more love, and more connection, and more presence with their loved one, with their loved ones, with ease. Like, it really does not have to require work. And then your interaction with your relationship, it doesn't have to feel so challenging and so hard. Now, of course, in the beginning, there will be a level of friction as you are working through it, right? Like as you are up leveling in your relationship and you are raising the standards and the quality of what you want in your relationship and what you want it to look like, of course there will be a like friction. But then long term, like it is possible to get to this place in long term where your relationship just feels so easeful. Like you guys match, you know exactly what you know what the other person wants, you know what type of relationship this is about, like you're kind of like sink into your role and what you expect and how you want to feel in this relationship, right? Like you know what the other person is like already. But of course, there's going to be a friction, like in the beginning, as you are working through this out, right? So it can be easeful and effortless. Yes, that's the word. It can be easeful and effortless. And it like different relationships, depending on what you're going through, there's different elements for you to work on to be able to access that state. But I will say there are two things that's very important to make a relationship easy and effortless. Number one is you have to trust them. You have to bring in more trust in your relationship in a way where you trust that they want the best for you. You trust that they are always looking out for you. And you trust that you guys are on the same team. Even when you are negotiating, even when you are coming to terms with something, right? You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. And you have to trust that like you guys want the same things and that you're working towards together towards the same things. That's the level of trust that you want to give them. And if you feel like it's very hard for you to do that right now, like in order for you also to gain their trust, you have to decide to start first, right? You lead first in this relationship. And then from this energy of you deciding to trust them, they will slowly calibrate to your energy. They will feel trusted by you. They will feel loved by you. They will feel in the presence of like you not judging them. And when you can be feel this way around this relationship and with them, you are inviting them to want to step up and to want to calibrate to your energy to mirror you as well, right? This is why you don't need one person to change a relationship. I mean, you don't need two people to change a relationship. You just need one. And so if you can decide to be that, in a way, quote unquote, bigger person to step up first, to trust them first and to believe in them first, believe that they do want to change with you, but you're going to change first yourself, right? You don't need them to change for you to change. You can decide to change and then watch them slowly calibrate your energy at their own time. So to create that type of relationship that's easy and effortless, number one, you have to trust them and you have to work on trusting them and believing in them. Number two is to let go of any rules and limitations that you have for yourself with how you think things are supposed to be and things are, because this is especially true in a romantic relationship. When you are in a relationship with someone, there will be friction, there will be things that you are coming to terms with, and there will be differences in lifestyle and differences in preference, like different preferences, how you set up your schedule, your rules, how you look at things might be different, right? And you might feel challenged by that. You might feel like, oh, but there's specific things of how I want my life to look like. And this is where you want to ask yourself a question. If this relationship coming into your life, if it is actually helping you right now to level up your lifestyle, to create the exact kind of life that you want, what would that look like? Are there any limitations that you set for yourself, you set for your own lifestyle, you set for your beliefs that need to change, right? You want to ask yourself, like, is it okay? Like, is it possible for you to release the need for things to stay the same? Are you okay? Like, are you okay with letting yourself release the need for things to stay the same? Because if you're willing for them to change, that's where your relationship can truly transform, right? Do you really Do you really have to be right in this conversation? Do you really have to be right about your schedule and how you run your life? You could be totally wrong, because this next level of you could look at where you are right now and they might think you're totally wrong, given that they have a thriving relationship, right? Like, if this is where you're going and this is where you're heading towards, if it is totally possible that my relationship can feel easy and effortless, what are things I need to change right now? What are the things that I'm still holding on to because of my ego, because of my need for it to be the, for my need for it, for me to be right, because of my need for it to stay the same, right? Like, really ask yourself those questions. And if you can release that need, and if you can release those parts of you that it's time for them to go, then you will be able to raise your quality with your loved ones to that next level, that it really can be possible. And I help so many people achieve easefulness and effortlessness in their relationships, and they're still thriving in their career, and they're still having amazing lives, right? This is how you thrive in the next level. People who are high performing, like truly high performing people, is they don't just do it at work. Like, they also thrive, and they're very like high functioning, and they're really present and there for their loved ones. And you can get to a life where you can have both. It is possible. Okay. The next myth that I want to debunk is that it is hard to have a perfect slash near perfect relationship. And I guess this is kind of like relating to the myth before as well. Like, you can, it doesn't have to take time. It doesn't have to take work and effort and like time. It does in the beginning, but eventually you can ease into this state where it just feels perfect. Like, your relationship can feel perfect. It can feel near perfect. Now, I will say that it looks differently for every relationship, right? Like, you, like, whatever I say today, you want to filter through your own discernment. If it's like, you know, if it's like a relationship with a parent, and let's say like your relationship with your mom or your relationship with your dad, it hasn't always been good. It's always been rocky and shaky. And really, it also depends on what level they are at, right? If they're just not ready to have a perfect or near perfect relationship with you, then you don't want to force it. Okay, so that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about those relationships where you're like, oh, it's good right now. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's also not the best. That's your opportunity. If it's those relationships, it is possible to get to a place where it can feel perfect or near perfect. Like, it really can. And for some people, it's about the match. Like, you meet this person immediately, you just click. You just know this is the one. And those are the best relationships. You know, those are relationships where you just feel so easy. It just feels so effortless in the beginning. And those are possible. However, there are a lot of relationships where they get to perfection or near perfection based on like over time, when you are just slowly calibrating to each other's energy and you slowly work on, this is something that's very important to create a perfect and near perfect relationship, is that you work on appreciating your relationship so much more. Like, you see, you like admire this person more. They inspire you. You're appreciating your time together more and more. And that over time, you can fall deeper in love with this person. It is possible. You can fall back in love again and again and again. You can have so much more fun with them again and again and again, right? It also requires you to do your own personal healing and personal work to be able to meet yourself, to be able to do the work yourself to grow in this relationship and to have a relationship that feels perfect and near perfection. And like, it just, honestly, it doesn't take time. It just takes shift in your reality, and it just takes you to be more intentional and to be more conscious about what's happening, right? Like, change doesn't take time. It just takes a shift in your awareness. It just takes you to step out of this reality into a next one. And the stepping into a new reality like into a new reality, it doesn't have to be hard. That's what I want to offer, especially with the kind of work that I do with people and the and like with life coaching. A lot of the times it's a moment thing. It's like an aha moment thing. It's like that moment you're like, oh my gosh, my world has been changed. What? That is profound, right? It's those moments that shift for you with how you look at your relationship. And then you start acting differently. You start behaving differently, right? You're thinking differently about your life and what's possible. This is the work. And this is like, it is possible to get to that place. Okay. The last myth that I want to debunk is this. It's this idea that I'm not doing enough in my relationship right now. And this is specifically for those who, if you feel like in your relationship, you've always been that supportive person, you are always being the one that gives a lot more. And you're always being the one that, like, you have this nurturing energy within you where you want to love and support and be there for your partner and be there for the loved ones. And if right now you're thinking that the relationship is not working because I'm not doing enough, then I want to offer for you that perhaps it's time for you to set some boundaries and it's time for you to settle for more. Okay? And that might look like you expecting more from the other person, you asking for more help, more support, and you actually speaking up to raise the entire quality and the standards of what you're looking for in this relationship. Because I get it, like a lot of the times when relationships are like, when something is quote unquote wrong, something not well is going on in a relationship, a lot of us, we blame ourselves first. Like we think that it's something that we're doing that's not working. We haven't done this enough. We should be more supportive of them. I am prioritizing on my work too much. And then you feel guilty about not being there for them, right? But you want to ask yourself, are they actually being there for you? Are they actually supporting you in your career and in your passion? And are they like, does their presence in your life help to raise other areas in your life? Does their presence in your life help to increase and make other areas of your life better? If it doesn't, then it's time for you to sit down and have those conversations. And I know that you want even more out of this relationship. You want to have more and you want to love more. You want to connect deeper, right? And if you really believe that is possible, right? Of course, you show up, you lead first with your energy and with how you show up in this relationship. And then from this energy, then those conversations need to be had. You need to let them know what you actually think and what you actually want and how you actually feel about them without being scared that, you know, like without worrying that something bad is going to happen, right? Again, you want to trust them. Trust that they actually want the best for you. They want you to feel good in this relationship. They want you to be satisfied here. And so you want to believe this way about them. And you want to believe that you are here, like you guys are working things out together, that this is going to work out at the end. If that is your common goal, if that is your common belief over time, that this is going to work out at the end, even when like I didn't have this tough and difficult conversation, but this is what needs to be had right now for us, for both of us to be even more in love, for both of us to make this relationship feel more easeful, feel more satisfying, feel more effortless and feel like we're having more fun, right? Those things need to be said. Do you need to carve out specific times in the week to evaluate your relationship, right? Like some people do that. Do you need to recommit to it? Your relationship every day is a commitment. It is a decision. It's not that just because you're in a long-term relationship, all of a sudden it's going to be butterflies and unicorn and like every day is always gonna feel like that, right? It's about every day you decide to commit again and again. You decide every day if you want to be in this relationship or not. Even when you're married, you can divorce, right? Like there's a lot of possibilities out there. And so it's about deciding every single day that this person is the one for you and redeciding as well. Like you get to commit again and again, you get to redecide again and again. And it like these are the myths that I want to debunk, especially if you are an ambitious creative individual, because sometimes we can get into this place where we're like, okay, my work is my life. But I know that if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this episode, you probably don't want to feel that way, right? You want to be a multi-passionate being. You want to thrive in your relationships, thrive in your friendship, thrive in your health and your fitness, thrive in your hobbies, and also thrive at work. You want to have all. And it's totally possible to have all. Okay, so in my 5 days to transform your relationship challenge, I'm going to help you dive into the nuances to really help you shift into these states, to really help you debunk more myths out there, to really help you see that it is totally possible to feel more in love, feel more like, let it be easy, where your relationships are all here to support your goals in your life. And it can be so easy and it can be so effortless, and you can be so much more in love than where you are at right now. And you can be so much more happier, right? Like the moment, like my relationships, once they become so easy and so effortless for me, I can focus so much more on my business. I can focus so much more on my health, and I can have so much more time with myself because my relationships are easy, because I love my relationships, because I don't have like big drama and big problems that happen, because they are so good for me and they help to level up all other areas of my life. And I really want this to be the reality for you. Okay, so the upcoming challenge, it is on April 15th. It is $5 to sign up. And when you sign up, you will also be able to book a complimentary one-on-one free breakthrough session with me. So this is a one-on-one 30-minute of breakthrough session where I will help you activate your relationship and help you audit your relationship as it is right now and really help you figure out what is happening. And you will get that quick breakthrough and quick shift before we even start the challenge. So this is like, I'm really excited to take all of you through this way. And I want to really work with you and speak with you in like a more personal perspective and really help coach you through your exact problems right now in this relationship. Okay, 5 days to transform your relationship. You can sign up at relationship-challenge.com. Again, that's relationship-challenge.com. And I can't wait to see you there and take you on this 5 days journey together. All right, have an amazing day today. I will talk to you next time. Bye. If you enjoyed that episode just now, I would love to invite you into the Daring Living 101 coaching room. This is a very safe, very open and non-judgmental space where you get to play, learn, laugh, grow, cry sometimes, heal, achieve milestones in your work, in your business, in your relationships, all along the way as you create the kind of life that feels successful and thriving to you. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at Daring Living to book a discovery call with me, or you can visit my page at daringliving.com/coaching. Again, on Instagram, that is daringliving, one word, or you can visit the page at daringliving.com/coaching. It's going to be so much fun. Talk to you later. Bye.